What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
I love laugh.
Did you see Victor Robles in a minor league stint last night throw his bat at the pitcher?
And all those sunflower seeds. Jeez. Did you not see it?
Oh.
It's been a John Boy Media.
Got hit by a pitch, got pissed off at a rehab stint, so he threw his bat at the pitcher.
Well, I mean, he threw up and in at like 96, and he was not trying to go back on the DL and be in Triple A.
Yeah. I mean, that was a heated reaction. Like, I've had those type of I think we all have those type of reactions before where something happens, you get hurt, and you just like react.
And then he went to the dugout and took the entire thing of sunflower seeds and chucked them onto the field. That's how you get ejected. Because I love seeing Q get ejected on Saturday night, Friday night, whatever night it was.
I think both of them should have been ejected for that game. That dude going up and in, and then the batter, too.
Well, the umpire, as soon as the guy threw the bat, as soon as Robles threw his bat, the umpire,
You're gone. Yeah, you're out.
As if he needed
to. Oh, the umpire almost tackled him, too.
Oh, yeah. Then the other guy had his bat ready. You should see the other guy. Baseball fights.
Good moments. Awesome. Love it.
Put me back, bro. I don't want to do it, but I'll do it.
Okay, let's not do it. Yeah. Unless you're Amir Garrett. That guy's about it.
Yeah, he is.
Him
and
Kyle Farnsworth. And what was it? Josh Barrett? Was that the catcher for the Cubs that literally punched A.J. Brzezinski right in the face? One of the greatest moments. Oh, there was also your boy, Ramirez from Cleveland.
Yeah.
Punched Tim Anderson.
Got
in the
right
jaw.
In the jaw. Yeah.
And buckled him.
And what's his name at second base to cut up? And
that was Batista and
Odor, Rougned Odor.
Yeah, hit Batista in the face, knocked his Oakleys off, turned him into Jeebs from Men in Black. So, man, I think Taylor Swift and that stuff has jumped the shark.
Do you think this is the one where she planted and it's fake now for the first time ever?
No, I just think, I'll play the audio.
I don't think Taylor Swift is actually baking sourdough bread. I think it was an Easter egg. Where is the Super Bowl this year?
You told me during the break, it's in Santa Clara, Levi's, where the Niners play.
Who's the Niners mascot?
Sourdough Sam!
Sourdough Sam. She said she's thinking about sourdough 60% of the time. When she's going on and on about sourdough, how much sourdough she's baking, 60% of the time. It's Super Bowl 60 in Levi Stadium, home of
she
sourdough
is gonna do the Super
Sam.
Bowl.
I think she's doing the Super
she
Bowl.
She is going to do the Super Bowl.
I think she's doing it. Okay, there's another one, too. There's another piece of this. She said, specifically, thank you for screaming for 47 seconds for me. 47 seconds could be a connection to her Eras Tour stop at Levi Stadium was her 47th stop on the Eras Tour.
Where I am with conspiracies. I'm in.
Bob loves it.
Yeah, I'm in. You do too. You're
this
acting like a little kid.
No,
it's
this fun. This
right.
is fun.
It is absolutely fun.
I don't know if there's any merit to it at all or legitimacy, but this is just fun.
I think it's
also impressive to be able to think of that. And like, that's kind of cool.
Well, I don't know what's more impressive. Taylor thinking about all that and weaving it in, or that person picking up
that's
on all of that
kind
of stuff.
100%.
Yeah. She also loves to drive red cars at 48 miles per hour. You know what 48 is? The next stop for her tour date, which is the 48th state of the United States of America, and she's pregnant because she said she likes 7 pounds and 11 ounces of sourdough bread.
That's right.
Get out of here.
I mean, but if she wasn't known for the Easter egg game, I don't think it would be that big
that's
a deal.
True,
but now they're trying too hard to do it.
Or is she trying too hard? But is she really trying too hard? Because I didn't think anything of it, honestly. Of course, I'm not a quote-unquote Swiftie where I would be thinking that everything has another meaning to it because then you drive yourself absolutely insane. But having somebody else do it for me is kind of fun.
That's the thing. Yeah, I didn't stay up for 12 hours and I like that Charlie Day and It's Always Sunny meme of him like with his hair pulling out with all the, you know, different. I didn't do that. But yeah, it's kind of fun to hear it for a minute.
Right.
And then She said her favorite movie is Ferngully, and you can see this on her first ever concert because she comes out in a green dress that says From the Earth.
That's right. Do you think she's laughing about all of this stuff?
Yes.
Or do you think she's like,
probably.
Yeah. But I mean, what would happen if the Chiefs are in the Super Bowl and she performs halftime?
What I'm saying, man.
Right? Like, would the world break?
The world would explode.
Like, the access would fall yes, apart, right? Yes. The world would just tilt over.
She also doesn't have to perform at halftime.
No.
No, that's the other thing. She doesn't need to do any of this. That's why people always say, ooh, Taylor should do halftime. Why? So she can lose money?
No, the people who do halftime are has-beens that are going on, like, a new tour or opening a new album. She used the podcast to promote her new album.
Right.
She can literally be like, I'm going on tour, and you'll be in a waiting room for 17 hours, and it'll falter, and it'll do all this stuff. She doesn't have to do that. So all these people that now are going, because like that's the thing, is this podcast obviously broke the internet, streamed wild, went everywhere. Everybody heard it, and they start to think to themselves, okay, I've got to go back and look, because there were all these things on the tour where I missed, and yet here we are, and there's new people saying, oh my gosh, she hinted that she's going to be in San Francisco. Guess what the mascot is?
I'm also
Sourdough Sam.
I'm also not one of these big people who wants to go to something and have to think about ulterior motives for everything, too. Like, if I watch a movie and then at the end somebody's like, did you catch that part? I'm like, no, I just kind of enjoyed what was being out there. Like, my brain doesn't think that way. I'm not that line of thinking where I'm supposed to be watching this concert or this movie and I'm enjoying it. I don't want to be thinking about what the meaning is or if there is a hidden meaning or is there something hiding here that I'm supposed to be getting, you know?
Did you notice the pause between songs was 10 seconds longer? And that's because...
Yeah. Did you notice she changed the color of her hair to the color of the San Francisco 49ers jerseys and now she's going to play at halftime because she's a San Francisco 49ers fan and she loves San Francisco.
Like, I don't operate that way, but if somebody brings that information to me after it's all said and done, I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah. Like, all right.
That's kind of interesting, but I don't go in looking for that kind of stuff. I went into the podcast just looking to listen, you know, and then, you know, movies, I just go to watch or show it. Like, I don't look for those hidden meanings. And then when they kind of come around at the end, you're like, oh, okay, I get all that. It's kind of cool. But my brain, again, doesn't operate that way. It operates like this, though. Went for a long walk yesterday, right? And I was thinking about, for whatever reason, this Taylor Swift stuff, because I was through her anthology over the weekend. It worked, right? Her podcast worked for me.
Yeah.
I listened to a lot of Taylor music over the weekend. And I'm out yesterday on a no-skip Sunday, just kind of listening to Taylor music play as I'm walking, and I'm thinking to myself about the stadium and what the Chiefs are ultimately going to do and whatnot. And I'm thinking to myself, Taylor Swift really ought to go in with the Chiefs on this new dome stadium, potentially in Kansas, and make it her stadium as well, where she would just have residency there. And you lived in Tennessee, so you're probably familiar with this. And I went there as a child. Do something like Dollywood. You remember Dollywood in Gatlinburg, Tennessee? It's an amusement park supporting Dolly Parton, basically, right? Do that here. Do a Taylor Swiftwood. You know, do a theme park for Taylor Swift out there. Do a Taylor Swift experience out there. Make it the Taylor Swift destination in the United States. And also a major, obviously, dome stadium. But, you know, and I was thinking her residency, 6 concerts in May, June, and July, 2 each month or something like that. And if you really want to see Taylor Swift, you've got to come to Kansas City, just like, you know, Adele and people like that do out in Las Vegas where they have residency out there. Why can't Taylor Swift have residency here if the Chiefs and her go in? And then I woke up from my walk and I'm like, hey, I think it's a good idea, but we're looking for ways to grow and get better. You bring Taylor Swift into a potential new dome stadium, have her invest in it, create Taylor Swift world out there and make it all about her and make it the destination for Taylor Swift. Those star bonds are paid off by December.
Yeah.
Because we should have known she's going to date Travis Kelce. She loves burnt ends. She loves Cincinnati. And she talks about Cincinnati in the song August.
That's like horseradish.
Mm-hmm. But no, I mean, more power to you. You want to do the Super Bowl? Go to the Super Bowl. All you have to do is ask Jay-Z.
All you have to do is ask Roger Goodell. It's like, she could say, hey, I'd like to do the Super Bowl. They'd cancel anybody.
Less.
Hey, I'd like to do the... All right, yeah.
They'd cancel the game to let her perform longer.
I wonder if there'd be more prop bets on her than the game.
It'd be crazy.
Oh, there's a prop bet out there of where she has her first next concert, whether it's the Super Bowl, whether it's Kansas City, or whether it's Las Vegas. Those are your 3 options right now.
If there's anything I got from that podcast, it's that Jason Kelce is clearly dyeing his beard and hair.
No doubt.
Yeah, that was the first thing I noticed.
Jet black.
Yeah, look good. He actually looked good that way. A lot of guys dye their beard and they look terrible. It looks like you ran shoe polish through it.
I also think we all talked about Taylor and Travis a lot, Taylor and Travis, that part of the podcast, but he was great.
Jason, I thought he was fantastic.
Fantastic, straight man, led the way, kind of just play by play, asked great questions, was engaged.
100%.
He's really good at it. That's hard to do.
I thought Jason was brilliant in that podcast. I don't think he gets enough credit for how good he truly was.
He kind of keeps that thing. We know how hard that is because of our business. That's a hard thing to do. So good on him. But I love your Taylor Swift Wood idea. I'm all in.
Taylor Swift Wood, right? Taylor like Swift instead Wood. Of you have Dollywood in Gatlinburg, Tennessee, Taylor Swift Wood in KCK. Seriously, though, I mean,
did you know that one of her microphones is called Wood?
Oh, okay. That's awesome.
I'm being dead serious.
You being serious about that? I didn't know that.
She has a picture up of all her microphone names, and one's called Wood.
Oh, that's kind of cool. There what are the other names? Mm. See, you could see that at Taylor Swift Wood. Yeah. You know, you could see all the different microphones that she used. Do you think
that's an Easter egg? Though.
How big a tourist attraction would that be? It would be the most important tourist attraction we have here in Kansas.
It'd be like Disney World. Yes, exactly.
Do you think it would be busier or bigger than Disney World?
Not a chance.
I don't think so either.
Not a chance.
No. Disney's.
Disney's World, Disney,
Disney's
right?
worldwide.
Yeah. But so is Taylor Swift, though.
Not for attractions to come see her. She'll go to your country. Disney World goes to Florida and California.
And Paris and Japan and Tokyo.
Could be bigger for like a week.
Yeah.
The opening week would be massive.
It'd be huge locally. It would not be huge globally.
I don't know about that.
I think topping Disney World.
I'm not saying it's beating Disney World, but I think it would be a pretty big global attraction. I do.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
She's the most prominent artist in the world.
I mean, things. If you think about it, like in Memphis, and I know it's not the same, but people, and I know they did a lot more back in the day, but Elvis Presley's house and stuff like that, like those are attractions that people from around the world are interested
in. No doubt.
Taylor Swift, that next step.
I mean, that's how we get the flights to Europe. I mean, and I'm being serious about that. We would get a nonstop flight to Europe if Taylor Swift would have opened here and people were flying over and wanted to see that. It's bigger than the NFL. It's bigger than Major League Baseball. It's
what's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Bigger than anything if they were to do something like that. That's the way you get it done if you're the Chiefs. You call Taylor and you go, hey, why don't you kick in a couple of bucks, build Taylor Swiftwood out here, make it an international destination for everybody, and kick in a couple of million bucks for the stadium. We'll call it a day, and you can have residency.
I'm in.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.